Ramsey TV.
There are two white horse riders in the Book of the Unveiling of Jesus Christ, otherwise known as the Book of Revelation. Two white horse riders. There's a false one and a true one, but the false one is still white, and that is important as we consider the possibilities here at the end, the final years of Millennium 6. I'm Martin Zender. I'm your host this morning, and I was encouraged about yesterday's show, especially the reaction to yesterday's show. You gave me a good reaction, and I think it's because I warned people ahead of time that I'm going to be talking about politics. I'm going to be mentioning politics in the light of the final years of Millennium 6, which I would think every believer would be interested in, but nope, I'm wrong about that. And some people think, I don't know what I'm talking about. Stick with the scriptures, Martin. You're an ignoramus when it comes to politics. Well, that's one opinion. For those of you who hate the idea of me talking about politics, I'm sorry, you'll have to bail out of another show. I gave you warning yesterday, and apparently you did bail out because the usual suspects of naysayers were not present. So I'm going to do it again. I'm going to count down 5 seconds. This is a show having to do with politics, and I'm going to talk about Trump again because I'm encouraged about it. Not that if I had opposition, I would not forge ahead anyway. If I think it needs to be said, you know me, I'll say it no matter what. It's just nice to, you know, be going with a tailwind once in a while. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Here's the white horse rider of Revelation 6. This is the first horseman of the famed four horsemen of the apocalypse. That is the four riders of the Book of the Unveiling. Chapter 6 of the Unveiling, verse 2. And I perceived, and lo, a white horse, and he who was sitting on it has a bow. No, it's not a bow in the hair. It's a bow and arrow. And to him was given a wreath. I wonder why the white horse rider, the first horseman of the apocalypse, has a wreath. They're going to find that out. And he came forth conquering, and that he should be conquering. Now, when we see the next horse, the red horse, you'll be astounded what happens next. But first, I want to contrast the white horseman of Revelation 6, 2, with the white horseman of Revelation 19, 11. And I perceived heaven open, and lo, a white horse. And he, it is interesting because they're both a white horse. And those who look at the outside only will see the white and think, well, both of have a white horse. But remember, the deception is an imitation. You remember the magicians who withstood Moses and Aaron? They put up imitation miracles. Satan is an imitator. So you should expect the false horse to be white if it's going to be deceiving. But there are many things about whiteness that we like. Whiteness stands for righteousness, stands for good, stands for peace and plenty, prosperity. Yes, of course, we want whiteness. But you also have to look behind it to see what the motive is and to see what it's made of deep down. And what it's made of is the number of the beast, which is 666. Sounds horrible. That's the number of the Antichrist. That's a horrible number. Well, it is a horrible number, but you have to see what it represents. Six is the number of humanity. God made humanity on the sixth day. Yes, these were literal days, but that's another topic. So 666 is the essence, the epitome, the fullness of everything humanity can do. At 666, humanity has exhausted its resources. It has put everything on the line. It has tried everything. It has proposed everything, and it has failed at everything. 666 is the fullness of what humanity can do. And this is also actually the number of the beast. The beast is a system, a false system, and it's also personified in a being, the man of lawlessness. So the next number after 6 is 7. It's like, Thank God we got past all these sixes. Number seven, on the seventh day, God stopped. And it became a interval for God to finally, for people to really sigh a breath of relief after man has exhausted his ways. And now God's ways begin. And we're entering into a 1,000-year period following a 6,000-year period of human activity. Six and one, it mimics the creation, 6 days of creation, and then, boom, God's time. That is the Sabbath, the stopping. It doesn't mean rest, it means stopping. God didn't rest after he created everything. He wasn't tired. He just simply stopped. There remains a Sabbath rest for the people of God, Paul says in the book of Hebrews, and that is the millennium. So we have a 6-1 mirror. We have a 6-1 in the creation, and we have a extrapolated 6-1, speaking of the millennia. A year is as a thousand years is as a day. A day is as a thousand years, 2 Peter 3:8. A little clue there for us. So on this white horse in Revelation 19, he who is sitting on it is called faithful and true. And in righteousness is he judging and battling. His eyes are a flame of fire. On his head are many diadems, not just a wreath. And on it goes about how wonderful that white horse rider is. But I want to consider today Trump, Donald Trump, as the white horse rider. And again, if you didn't watch yesterday's show, watch it. And if you didn't know where the links were, some people didn't know where the links were. I understand this. Some people aren't too adept in the computer things. Under the video from yesterday, it's called, "Is Trump the Antichrist?" You have to click read more, right? You have to click that little thing tab that says read more. Click that, and then you get the magic happens then, and it opens up and you can see the links. So, white. Donald Trump. I mean, yesterday I told you that everybody has said, how do you know this? Well, I don't know it for 100% sure. Let me make that clear. Nobody knows 100% sure right now who the man of lawlessness is. But I'm telling you, the era is here. So there's no sense guessing at who the man of lawlessness is until we're in the final years of Millennium 6. Somebody asked me yesterday, well, how do you know how many years have transpired from Adam? How do you know we're close to the end of 6,000 years? Because God puts the numbers in the scripture. He takes care to put time bridges. Just go to my series, the Revelation series. Go to like maybe around show 700. The Revelation series was 800 shows, if you can believe that. And somewhere around there, I have a sub-series within the series called The Final Years of Millennium 6. Go there and I'll explain the whole 6-1 principle and why this is the era. That there are other reasons besides that. So it's stupid to speculate. The people who said Hitler's the Antichrist, it was too early. 6,000 years wasn't close to expiring. Well, relatively close, but now we're close. Because according to the numbers, just get out a calculator, we're at year 5,992 starting in April, which is the true beginning of the Jewish New Year, according to our friend Matthew Holland, not Rosh Hashanah. It's at the Passover, the spring, the new year in Israel began. I tend to believe Matthew Holland, a member of the body of Christ, before I believe the people who are putting prayer requests into a remnant of a Roman barracks, okay? That's just me. Donald Trump is the most investigated politician in the history of the world. So much because he's hated by the New World Order people, because he's screwing up their plans. He's hated by what you might call the establishment. He's hated by the what we would call the elite, the people who think they are better and smarter than everybody else, and that they know how to run your lives. You don't know how to run your lives, and they're obsessed with ruling other people. They're obsessed with telling other people what to do. They're obsessed with having power. You and I can't even imagine this because we're just trying to manage our own lives. How can people be so obsessed with power that they actually have the energy or want the energy to tell other people what to do? I don't know, but there are people like this. And they hate Trump. That's why I don't think Trump is a double agent. The New World Order, it's not that smart. They're not playing four-dimensional chess here. It's not like they're putting out Donald Trump as a feint. And it's like, okay, this is really our guy, but we're going to pretend like it's not this guy. And we're going to pretend like we're fighting him so that people are thrown off thinking that we hate Donald Trump, but we actually love Donald Trump. And then we're putting the Trojan horse, now Donald Trump, in the mix, and he's going to suck everybody in, and then we're going to bring the hammer down. What? That is ridiculous. Like I said yesterday, if you think that, then woo, you're in such a web of conspiracy theory that you'll never get out the classic rabbit hole. But Trump is the most investigated politician in the history of the world. He's the cleanest politician in the history of the world. I swear to you. Nobody, they've thrown millions and millions and millions of dollars trying to find dirt on this guy so that they can drive down public opinion against Trump. But public opinion is for Trump because he's doing great things. The economy is fantastic. In case you don't know, I'm in the U.S. You might be out there in the world. So I think like CNN is the only network that really broadcasts in the world. And CNN is owned by the Democrats and they hate Trump. So you see here nothing but bad things. No, they don't give Trump credit for anything. But Trump is doing wonderful things. Why? Because the White Horse Rider will be conquering. And he has a wreath and he's doing great things. And the White Horse Rider, I believe the key thing, the false White Horse Rider of Revelation 6, not the White Horse Rider of Revelation 19, will be conquering corruption, will be conquering evil. And Trump is doing this. And he's going after the corruption. If you watched yesterday's video with Steve Bannon and Maria Bartiromo, you will see that the crime of the century has been this coup against Donald Trump by the forces of evil, the obvious forces of evil, the obvious ones that are trying to depose a democratically elected president. Why? Because they don't like him. Why? Because he's not one of them. And he's showing people that things can be done without all the red tape of government. Oh, Trump has to work through some red tape. But the last thing these bureaucrats, these career politicians want is somebody showing the people that shit can get done. You can get shit done in like 2 or 3 days. They don't want people to know that. But you can. But they purposely get quagmired in red tape because they want to keep their jobs. And if they get shit done, then people won't need them. But Trump wants to get shit done because that's what he's done for a living. But believe me, the order, the regular order, the elite, they don't want people to know that shit can get done. I'm sorry I keep using the word shit, but it seems like the word I should be using here. So Trump, the cleanest politician there's ever been in my estimation. And people said yesterday, some comments, isn't the man of lawlessness going to be loved, universally loved? Watch what happens in the next 18 months after the re-election this year. I think the world is going to come to love Trump. There will still be pockets of Trump haters because it's a disease, Trump derangement syndrome. It's real, TDS. People who hate Trump and they have no idea why, because the television told them to hate Trump. I had a girl tell me a few months ago that Trump's a racist. I go, really? What has he done? Why do you say he's a racist? Well, because he is. All right, well, what has he done that's racist? Well, she had no idea. The TV told her that Trump was a racist. I said, well, he must be something you're basing this on. Well, tell me why he's not a racist. I said, well, because his campaign slogan was Make America Great Again, not Make Whitey Great Again. Right, Trump sees everybody as Americans. He's colorblind. He was colorblind his whole life. He was never a racist. He only became the world's biggest racist, quote unquote, when he ran for office and people started taking him seriously. And go, oh shit, this guy can win. The White Horse Rider of Revelation 6 has a bow. This is a war. This is war. And as I said before, the West is a war machine. So this is like the evil behind it. But yet the White Horse Rider will use it when necessary, but it's basically a peace through strength stance. And that's what we have going on here. So some guy said yesterday in the comments that Trump can't punch his way out of a paper bag. I said, what? That's a proof of Trump derangement syndrome, because how can you say that? This guy is smarter than all the people in the world who think they're smart. You got all the money in the world thrown at getting rid of him or keeping him from being elected. You have every power on earth, the media and the including the news, the print media, the television media, every power that is against you, and you still win. The guy's not a dummy. He built a billion-dollar empire. yeah, his dad gave him $1 million, but let's say you try to turn $1 million into $10 billion, okay? The guy's a genius. And the thing is, though, he acts like he's not a genius, but he is. He's 10 steps ahead of everybody else. He's 10 times smarter than the people who think he's an idiot. He's 10 times smarter than the people who think he's an idiot, so take that. But I still say there's a strong possibility that he is or will become the man of lawlessness. And things are happening because God is taking away some of the impediments you see. There will always be the haters. So I'll stop with this. But the Illuminati that people have been saying for years has been this force behind the scenes, the shadow government of a few people, a few extremely wealthy people who want to control all the world. Yes, that is real. That's not a conspiracy theory. That's a fact. But here's the thing. God has set that up. God has set up that one world government cabal in order to overcome it with another one world government cabal that is not as obvious, that is white. You see, those people are black. They're evil. You got your your Hillary Clintons, your George Soroses. You got your Rockefellers. You got your whoever else is in that group. Those people are evil. The White Horse Rider appears white. He's going to conquer. He has a wreath. He has military. The wreath speaks of, I think, missiles. I mean, the bow. The bow speaks of missiles. The bow is a weapon of war. Back in the old days, they drew the bow. But today we have, but it's the same arc. Boom, boom. I take this literally. It's the same arc. The arrow goes like this. The missile goes like this. The missile with the warhead on it. Same as the arrow, actually. The bow and arrow, that has a warhead on it, too. It's a little point. It's a little spear with a flared bottom that once it goes in, has a hard time coming out. Nasty, nasty little weapon. Can you imagine getting shot by the American Indians coming after you if you're George Custer, having like 1,000 arrows? You look up in the air and the sky is black because of arrows coming in. Ouch, that would suck. Okay, put a warhead on a missile, same deal. So there's a wreath and he's conquering. Donald Trump is going to conquer corruption like you have not seen. Watch for this. But interesting thing that the next rider is the Red Horse Rider. He opens the second seal. I'm in the unveiling 6-3. And I hear the second animal saying, come. And forth came another horse, fiery red. And to him who was sitting on it was given to take peace out of the earth. Also, instantly, we have war. But you can't take peace out of the earth unless there's first peace in the earth. And this is what we are looking at straight ahead, is there's going to be a peace on the earth. There's going to be amazing peace where we'll all be looking at it like wide-eyed, like, what? This is amazing. But peace, that peace is temporary, it's fragile, but it's going to be taken away from the earth by the following rider, who is a Red Horse Rider. These things will progress logically, practically. This is the era of the end. The players are in place, and they're playing.